USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one.
President Biden touting an infrastructure bill he signed earlier this year just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the country's flawed infrastructure after collapsing into a ravine just before Biden visited the city in January. Biden also in Pennsylvania campaigning for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. The Centers for Disease Control is set to vote on whether or not to include the COVID-19 vaccines in the official schedule for childhood vaccines regarding schools. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says that it's not the CDC's decision to make.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision. That is your decision to make as a parent.
Florida will not mandate the vaccine for kids and will not bar a child from attending school in the state if they do not receive the COVID-19 vaccination. A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. Elon Musk says he's obviously overpaying for Twitter, but he sees huge upside in the long term. On Tesla's third quarter earnings call this week, Musk saying the long-term value of the social media platform is an order of magnitude greater than its current value. The Dow giving the thumbs down to Thursday at the closing bell, losing 90 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
China's foreign ministry doubled down on their claims to Taiwan last week, saying they will not tolerate moves toward Taiwanese independence. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he believes the United States needs to stop projecting weakness.
In our defense industrial base, we've blown through so many years' worth of javelins. We just don't make some things that we need to make here domestically in order to restore freedom's forge, restore America as the arsenal of democracy.
After a short six-week term as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Liz Truss resigned from her position.
We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week. This will ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans.
She will remain prime minister until her successor is chosen. This follows harsh criticism from lawmakers in her party as well as the opposition. Astronomers are unveiling the world's largest digital camera.
The world's biggest digital camera is coming into fruition. Astronomers constructed the device that will image the distant universe with 3.2 gigapixel resolution. A gigapixel is equivalent of 1,000 megapixels. After testing within 60 days, the Rubin telescope will fly from San Francisco, California, to Santiago, the capital of Chile, and then a small drive up into the mountains. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.